May the words of my mouth, the meditations of all our hearts, always be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our salvation. Amen. Our dean reminded us last week that November is a somber month. With the geese leaving, the leaves falling, the remembering of the saints, our loved ones who have died, and those who died for our freedom. I remember from a very early age going to the cenotaph in the town where we lived on November 11th to spend some time remembering the men and women who died in war. My first memories of this were when I was a Cub Scout, marching in the parade and standing in the cold November air, listening to the prayers, watching as the wreaths were being laid, the moment of silence that marked the time when the First World War ended, and hearing these words, "They shall grow not old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them." I continued to go to the cenotaph year after year as I was growing up, and when school policy changed and we no longer had the day off of school, I remember gathering in the auditorium for Remembrance Day services. I was always moved by those words spoken out loud on every Remembrance Day. But it wasn't until I spoke those words for myself at the cenotaph in Brockville, where I was the chaplain of the Legion, that I realized how truly profound they are. There I was standing on the top step of the cenotaph on a cold, rainy November day, hearing the bugler play the last post, the moment of silence, the bagpiper playing a lament, the bugler playing again the reveille. Then I spoke those words for the first time. Having heard the stories of the fallen comrades and how young they were from the members of the Legion, I was deeply moved. But what moved me the most that day was the young man from the Brockville Rifles, a reserve infantry regiment of the Canadian Army. He was standing at attention as an honor guard, no older than some of the people who died in the wars. He had just come home from Afghanistan, and he was remembering the horrors of the war and his fallen comrades. Today and tomorrow is a time for us to remember those who have died so that we can live in freedom. But what about those who died because of war? Is there nothing but sorrow and pain? Our first reading has something to say to us about that. This reading from the Book of Wisdom is one of the passages that is so often read at funeral services. It deals with questions that we all ask. Where are the ones who died because of war? Where are our loved ones? Is there some sort of future for them? First then, where are the ones who died because of war? Where are our loved ones? They were alive with us, and now, in some cases, quite suddenly, they are gone. And it is natural for us to ask, when the body dies, what happens to the true self, the soul of the one who died? Of course, the Bible does not answer the question of how it works, because the Bible is not a textbook for science. But the reading from Wisdom leaves us in no doubt that death is not the end for us. Listen to the words again. But the souls of the righteous are in the hand of God, and no torment will ever touch them. In the eyes of the foolish, they seem to have died, and their departure from us thought to be a disaster. Note that the text doesn't answer the question of detail. Where are they? How is it possible for them to survive death? When the Bible talks about life of the world to come, it uses many kinds of images, and we'd be wise not to push the imagery too far, because if we do, the details that are conveyed by the images are all muddled together. This text simply gives us three powerful and connected truths. One, the souls of the righteous are in the hand of God. Two, they are safe. And three, they are at peace. Think of that for a moment in terms of those who lost their lives because of war. The text says that they are safe. They died in war, but we are told that no torment will touch them because they are in the hand of God. So where are the people who died because of war? Wisdom tells us that they are safe in the hand of God and that they are at peace. But it also goes on to say that there is a future for them. And perhaps that future is different from many popular ideas about dying and going to heaven. Listen to the second part of the wisdom reading. In the time of their visitation, they will shine forth and will run like sparks through the stubble. They will govern nations and rule over peoples, and the Lord will reign over them forever. A moment ago, we talked about those who died being at peace and in the hand of God. But these verses don't sound very peaceful, do they? Governing nations, ruling over people sounds like a lot of work. And anyway, are there going to be nations and peoples in heaven? The reason that it sounds so strange to us is that the author of the Book of Wisdom, like Jesus and his apostles, didn't think that people who died go away to a better place forever. They had a two-stage view of the life to come. They thought that at the moment of death, the first stage, that the souls of the righteous are in the hand of God. But they also thought that God has an exciting future for them in the second stage. So what is this second stage? Like most Jewish people of his time, Jesus believed in the coming kingdom of God and in the resurrection of the body. He did not believe that the purpose of life was to escape this world. He did not believe that God is going to abandon the poor, suffering world and focus all of God's attention on a few people who have gone to a better place. No, God has a bigger plan than that. At the moment, when we look around, we see war, injustice, poverty, and disease, and natural disasters, and so on. But this was not God's original plan when he created the world, and it isn't going to be the last word either. In other words, God is going to extend God's loving rule over the whole earth and make it whole again. And when that day comes, God will raise the souls of the dead, just as he raised Jesus from the dead, and we will all finally enjoy this world as God intended it when he created it at the beginning of time. This is hard for us to understand, but listen to the words of Jesus in today's gospel. This is indeed the will of my Father, that all who see the Son and believe in him may have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. So, indeed, there is a future for those who died because of war. They are no longer living in that horror, but they are in the hand of God, and they will, at the end of time, live in God's kingdom, where there is no longer any pain or suffering, but life as God intended it to be. In a few moments, we will take time to remember all of the members of this cathedral who have died fighting in wars for our freedom. We will have a moment of silence, and we will pray for peace. It will be a time for us to reflect on the hope that those people have given to us to live in peace, then that the kingdom of God will come and everyone will be in the hand of God. Amen.